Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode of Living Light Outdoors. On the mic with you, coming to you from the office. It's Tuesday. That's actually my daughter's birthday. Thought I would throw that in. We're going to get through this, and I'm going to head into town, and we're going to have dinner with a daughter and the family and have a good time. Spent a little writing time today. I actually wrote my daughter a poem. She asked me if it was going to make her cry, and I said, yeah, probably. So, haven't written anything in a while as far as poetry goes, so I'm kind of excited to see her response to this. I want to share a message from our friend Joe Ryostek, the pastor that I see online quite a bit, and pull some of his material. We've used some of his material before, but I titled what he had written on this deal as Wisdom Wins. Proverbs chapter 17 and 14 says, starting a quarrel is like breaching a dam, so drop the matter before a dispute breaks out. I like that analogy. Starting a quarrel, starting a fight, is like breaching a dam. In other words, you're going to crack the dam, and a little water is going to start trickling out. But before long, you're going to drain the pond, because that water is going to eat away at that hole, eat away at that crack until it becomes a rushing river, until it all falls out. So drop the matter before a dispute breaks out, before the dam breaks and it's an all-out fight. Have you ever noticed that there are some things in life that are simply not worth arguing about? Especially for those who are married. Have you ever realized that sometimes it's better to just drop the issue before it really starts a fight? Many a married couple have learned this lesson the hard way. Oftentimes in marriage, that someone thought the matter was worth fighting over, but in the end, learned that it really wasn't worth it. I wonder how often we wasted our time and even hurt others because we couldn't drop an unimportant issue, an issue that just simply didn't have any weight to it. All of us have done it, but God is offering us a better way. He offers us a way of grace. On one hand, there are times when it's good to work out our disagreements with people. In those times, we need to share our point of view with biblical truth and with the love of God. Jesus described these kinds of issues in Matthew chapter 18, verse 15, when he said, if your brother or sister sins against you, go and point out their fault just between the two of you. But then he continues on in the next two verses to describe how the issue should be handled should they not allow you to go to them and point out their fault. These issues need to be addressed because they involve sin and can have eternal consequences. On the other hand, in today's proverb, King Solomon is giving us the wisdom to not fight over every little annoyance or offense. So it might not be wise to go to your brother or sister who has sinned against you and point out their fault if it's going to start a war. Because a lot of the ways of how we point out their fault is what's going to be the consequence of the battle. Oftentimes we don't use grace when we point out someone else's fault. How about if I come and point out your faults? Would you rather I use grace or just blatantly blurt them out? You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes the way we handle things isn't the best way to do that. Maybe we need to spend some time praying over it. Is it really an issue that's worth pointing out or not? Is it really an issue that needs to be brought out? If it is a sin issue, if it's a heaven or hell issue, absolutely. If whatever's going on could cause you to go to hell, I'm going to point it out. You can like me or not like me, that's up to you, but I'm going to do something on my end, biblical, to try to lead you out of a sin that could send you to hell. You understand what I'm saying? We need to weigh out these things. For example, if your wife wants to go grocery shopping on Saturday and wants you to watch the kids, however, you wanted to spend time with your friends watching a game, you let her know that you were planning on watching a game and wish she would go shopping at another time. But her response, by saying that this is the best time for her and the kids, now you have two choices. A, you can start an argument with your wife and let her know that you're annoyed with her. Probably not the greatest idea. Or B, you can drop the issue and let your friends know you'll come over later when your wife returns. Probably I would choose B. Be a whole lot safer for everybody in the house. Not every conflict will be with people who we're close to. So maybe think about breaching the dam with others outside our family and close friends is not so bad. However, the same principle really does apply. Is everything that upsets you on your job, in traffic, on social media, is it worth your time and loss of peace? Rhonda and I were on our way home from Oklahoma City earlier this afternoon and encountered what I like to call morons on the road in traffic, someone who's simply not paying attention or just doing their own thing. You know, I rant quite frequently about travel because where we are in society today and this selfishness that we all have, this entitlement that everyone else owes us something, that everyone else should be getting out of our way, even though by law we have a yield sign. We are to yield to someone else, to the traffic we're merging into. It's like no one understands what that little triangle means anymore. You ever notice that? It's an upside-down triangle that's red and white, and it has the word yield on it. You should look that up because it's possible. It's possible that you could be one of those that I struggle with. We don't let anybody have the right of way anymore. We expect them to give us the right of way. But think about this for a minute. Is everything that upsets us, everything on our job or in traffic, seems to be my touchy spot, or on social media? That's pretty easy for me because I can wander through and in and out of social media conflict really easy. I just use the word of God. But is it worth your time or your loss of peace? Because it is going to cost you something. It doesn't matter if you're right or wrong. It's still going to cost you. Don't let others take your peace and waste your time. Learn to let the little stuff go. You'll be way better off when you do. Likewise, King Solomon is not teaching us to be everyone's doormat, but he is reminding us that when we start arguments over minor issues, they'll cause our lives to crack, and they're going to waste our time. The dam's going to break, and it's going to erode, and eventually it could turn into a disaster. We need to learn that it's wise to drop the small matters in life that cause fruitless arguments, especially with our loved ones, those in our family. It's better to have people in our lives that love us despite our differences than to try and make everyone think and act exactly like we do. That's not going to happen anyway. Remember the old saying, major on the majors and minor on the minors? So the next time you're about ready to give someone a piece of your mind, ask yourself, is giving this person a piece of my mind worth breaching a dam? When was the last time you should have dropped a minor issue, but you didn't, and an argument broke out? Did it pay out? Did it pay off, or did it just simply drag out and drag on? Answer this question in your heart and mind, and consider this very carefully. What are the two most common but unimportant issues in your life that tempt you to argue? That's between you and the Lord. I don't need to know. You don't need to text me or call me or anything. But what are the two most common but very unimportant issues in your life that tempt you to argue? Here's an idea that we should all give to thought. What if we were to pray and ask God to give us ways to avoid useless and petty arguments? What if we determined to be gracious and gentle with others as God has been gracious and gentle with us? Can you imagine if God treated us like we treat some people? Whew, yeah, let that one sink in. Here's a passage of Scripture worthy of our time to study and to meditate on. Philippians chapter 4, verse 5 through 8 says, "Let your gentle spirit, your graciousness, your unselfishness, your mercy, your tolerance, and your patience be known to all people. The Lord is near." Verse 6 says, "Do not be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, every circumstance, every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific request known to God." Verse 7 says, "And the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, is yours." And verse 8, "Finally, believers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable and worthy of respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word, whatever is pure and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace, whatever is admirable and for good repute. If there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think continually on these things. Center your mind on them and implant them in your heart. That's a great passage of Scripture. Philippians chapter 4, verse 5 through 8. I use the Amplified because I like how it opens it up, personalizes it for us. Put that on your fridge. Take a look at that from time to time. Let your gentle spirit, your graciousness, your unselfishness, your mercy, your tolerance, and your patience, let that be known to all people. For the Lord is near. Whew. Powerful message tonight. Don't breach a dam. Don't let the quarrels, don't starting the quarrel be like breaching a dam that winds up turning into a dispute and a fight breaks out. Proverbs 17:14 might be another one that'd be good to put on your fridge or maybe on your bathroom mirror. Be a good place to see that one too. Listen, God really wants us to use wisdom. And when we use wisdom, we'll win. Because we'll know when or if to open that can of worms, to invite that argument in. And it might possibly help us as we deal with people who don't acknowledge things quite the way we do. Amen. Wisdom wins. God bless you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Thank you for allowing this podcast to entertain you, embrace you, hopefully enlarge your territory spiritually, that God is using what we're doing here to advance you in your spiritual maturity, that you're growing stronger, that you're using these words of wisdom to speak into others' lives. Obviously, they're not mine. They're given to me by others. All I'm doing is sharing them and living by them to the best of my ability. May God bless you guys. Thank you for your financial support. Thank you for your prayer support. Please continue to do both if possible. Ron and I love you guys. We're so thankful that we have you on this team. Continue to walk with us on this journey as we seek out that which is lost so that they may be found. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We'll talk to you again real soon.